This is the DX Audio Service for July 1998, issue number 160.
We regret that propagation conditions have made it impossible to transmit the Voice of America program usually heard at this time. Join us for the next regularly scheduled Voice of America broadcast.
Well, propagation isn't the only thing that's messed up. Hi, I'm Fred Vobia here in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company. If you'd like to subscribe to the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates and in U.S. dollars. Tapes are sent via first-class mail. You keep the cassettes. And if you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. And the fax number is 419-221-1609. The members' action line is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the internet, you can also send me email at w8hdu@wlio.com. Well, first, the rains came. Then the thunderstorm started to come across. Followed by our St. Jude's Telethon, which, by the way, raised $728,000 for kids and cancer research. Then we had some more thunderstorms. And yours truly decided he was going to get sick. So we're limping along here. So let's get right into the DX Audio Service and Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Our big stack of call letters starts off edition number 433. On 790, KKBQ Houston, Texas becomes KBME. 950, WBBF, a call that's been in Rochester, New York for years and years. They're changing to WEZO. Here's another long-standing call that's leaving. 1150, WRUN, Utica, New York. They become WRVB. 1160 WERD, East Point, Georgia becomes WKGE. 1190 KDIA in Vallejo, California, they are KXBT. There has been some confusion as to which call went with which station. KDIA went to their expanded band station, but according to the FCC database, the call of record on 1190 remains KXBT. 1230 WTNW, Tuscaloosa, Alabama changes to WTBC. 1280 KEAN, Abilene, Texas becomes KGMM. 1290 KKNW, Port Angeles, Washington changes to KIKN. 1440, that new station in Sparks, Nevada was granted KBDB. The owners of the license do not want that call, so they are going to be receiving a new call. At the moment, they are in limbo with no call assigned. 1400 KMMZ, Spartan, South Carolina becomes WKDY. 1410 WTIM, Taylorsville, Illinois, changing to WIHM. 1510 WJKI, Woodruff, South Carolina becomes WDRF. 1550 WRDM, Bloomfield, Connecticut, changing to WDZK, another Disney station on the air now. 1580 WDMF, Knoxville, Tennessee, becomes WAHI. And up in the expanded band on 1630, new station in Clovis, California will be KBEG. 1640, new station in Enid, Oklahoma will be KBFQ. 1650 KGXL, Costa Mesa, California has changed their call to KKTER. They are now the car with all traffic information. 1660 WJDM Elizabeth, New Jersey changing to WBAH. And on 1690, that new station in Arvada, Colorado, their call of record will be KAYK. Even though they're simulcasting and using the KQXI call, according to the FCC database, their call of record KAYK. One new station has been applied for in Canada, in St. Constant, Quebec, on 1320. They want to be 5,000 day, 3,000 night with separate antenna patterns. Three new stations have been granted on 760, Palm City, Florida, 2,500 watts daytime, 250 watts night, separate antenna patterns. 1130 in Honolulu, Hawaii will be 10,000 watts daytime, 6,000 watts nighttime, non-directional day and night. And on 1640, Enid, Oklahoma, already told you about the call being assigned to that new station, 10,000 day, 1,000 nights, non-directional. Several applications of interest. These are all Canadians leaving the AM band to move to FM. 1110 CKTY Sarnia, Ontario wants to move to 106.3. 1220 CJSS Cornwall, Ontario would like to go to 101.9. And on 1410 CKSL London, Ontario wishes to move to 102.3. Several grants of interest. On 650, WORL in Christmas, Florida has a grant to change their frequency to 660 kilohertz. There'll be 1,000 watts day and night with the same pattern both day and night, and their city of license will change to Altamonte Springs, Florida. And on 1440, CFCP in Courtenay, British Columbia, they have received their grant to move to FM. They'll abandon the AM band and go to 98.9. Finally, under otherness, on 620 WJWR in Jersey City, New Jersey. You heard right, their construction permit to move to Jersey City from Newark and a new transmitter site is now on the air. 750 WMXH in Oliphant, Pennsylvania. That's a suburb of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. This silent station is now back on the air. During programming, they're using the call WAAT, except on the hour when the legal ID, WMXH, is still being used. 770, we told you about it last month. They were testing. Well, WTOR, Youngstown, New York. This new station is now on the air. 950 KDSX in Denison, Texas. This station is silent. Problems with their directional pattern. They will return to the air. 970 WHWB, Rutland, Vermont, will not be returning. License has been canceled and the call deleted. 1090 KAJK, Fortuna, California. This station is silent due to technical problems, but expects to return this summer. 1210 WJZZ, Kingsley, Michigan. Their construction permit to move to Kingsley is now on the air. 1230 WJNA in West Palm Beach, Florida. They had a construction permit for a synchronous transmitter in Boynton Beach, Florida. That construction permit was returned to the FCC by the licensee and has now been canceled, so no synchro in Boynton Beach. 1230 WIGS, Governor, New York. This station is not only silent, but the license has been returned to the FCC by the license holder, and the call has been deleted. 1250 WREN, Kansas City, Kansas. Their construction permit to move to Kansas City from Topeka is now on the air. 1370 KUND, Grand Forks, North Dakota. The station that has been silent since those tragic floods last year is now finally back on the air. On 1380 KWBK, Beaumont, Texas is silent. 1470 WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky, formerly licensed to Fort Knox, Kentucky. Air construction permit to change city of license is now on the air. 1550 WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia. This silent station has returned. 1600 WNML in Warner Robins. This station is silent. As you know, their new X-band station on 1670 is now on the air. When they put that on the air, they permanently took off 1600. Also on 1600 KTXC in Cuero, Texas, this station is silent. Reportedly, the license has been returned for cancellation, but no official confirmation of that yet. And some X-band news on 1620 KSMH in Auburn, California. This station has announced they have leased their new X-band facility to Immaculate Heart Radio, which plans to go on the air this fall with what they call a Catholic format. The call stands for Sacrament Most Holy. They'll most likely relay their co-owned KIMH on 1590 in Sun Valley, Nevada. 1670 WAWY, Madison, Wisconsin. This new X-band station has been heard testing frequently. And on 1690 KAYK, Arvada, Colorado, this new station is on the air, simulcasting KQXI, although local monitoring suggests that at this moment they're operating at reduced power. That wraps it up for this month. In 30 days, another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band will be flying into your mailbox from the DX Audio Service. Right now, let's fly down to Florida, or wherever he happens to be roaming this great great country of ours. Here's John Bunker.
Well, thanks as always, Jerry. You know, I'm sitting here hurting so much. The call letter changes you've given here in the last few minutes mean that Linda and I got to go back across the country if we're going to keep up to date. But in just 2 months, we're going to be going from Florida to Vermont and then zigzagging our way to San Antonio for the National Convention. Keep up the great work, Jerry. We hope to see you in San Antonio. Well, hello, everybody. Today, we're going to be doing something we haven't done in several years on the Travelogue. We're going to go from coast to coast in one session. Let's get started right now so we don't get cut off by good old Fred on the July 1998 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Belle della vita sono tre. WFIF in Milford, Connecticut.
What do you say we move to New Jersey now? Usually we go to New York, but we're going to be right on the New York border. We're going to hear how radio up there in Pompton Lake sounded 25 years ago.
Exactly 7:30. WKER, Pompton Lake.
Good, Mr. Sherman. Good morning. It's also a rather refreshing 36 degrees at WKER.
Okay, and today up there, they sound like this.
1500, North Jersey's news and oldies station. WGHT, Pompton Lakes, Wayne, Totowa, Oakland, Wyckoff, Kinnelon, West Milford, Ringwood, North Jersey.
Go hit 1500.
Isn't Newark up there somewhere, too? Why did they skip Newark? I'm going to throw there. Well, we're going to leave northern New Jersey and move up to the Finger Lakes, the wine district of New York State.
It's 6 o'clock. This is WGMF in Watkins Glen. Time now for our 6 o'clock report.
Okay, we come now to one of the biggies on 1500. There are only four of them that run at 50,000 watts in the United States. And here's a sound from about 25 years ago in Washington, D.C. It's kind of cute, huh? And how about a legal ID we recorded just last fall?
76 degrees and raining, it'll be that way all day. WTOP Washington, covering the top stories from around the nation and the world with CBS. It's 9 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Okay, Bill, and here's some sound from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
WSMX, Winston-Salem.
Okay, and down into South Carolina.
The Multimedia Broadcasting Network, the station that keeps the town talking. WEAC, Gaffney.
Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter.
Okay, this next city we're coming to now is just one full day's drive north of our home here in Florida.
From sunup to sundown, 7 days a week, you're listening to Solid Gospel, WDEN-AM, Macon.
USA Radio Network News, this is Mark Willis.
You know, maybe we should take a trip up there and get a little better audio out of WDEN. I don't know. Okay, we enter now the Sunshine State, dear listeners, and we go to the furthest southmost tip of the state that you can possibly find.
Hi, this is Coach Steve Spurrier of the University of Florida Gators, and be sure to listen to our play here on WKIZ AM 1500 in Key West.
Okay, about a half hour's drive along the Gulf of Mexico coast, just north of Tampa, Florida, we come to Newport Richey.
When you turn on to the new WPSO, you're turning on to a friend, the station that cares about you. 1500 WPSO Newport Richey.
Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter.
Doesn't that sound like a biggie station? You know, they're only 250 watts and a daytimer. They do a nice job, though. They really do. Well, we're headed up into central Alabama for this next ID.
Stay tuned. We've got some more great gospel music coming up right after the news. You're listening to Alabama's best gospel station, WGTT Alabaster. Time now is 4 o'clock.
USA Radio Network News, this is Jason Walker.
And here's a North Central Alabama station you might listen for at sunset.
That's a great tour close. Another day of Southern Gospel Music. This is WKEX in Russellville, Alabama, operating.
1500 kilohertz with a power of 1000 watts daytime is authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. Join us again in the morning at 6 a.m. Until then, a very pleasant good evening.
And up in the northeast corner of Alabama?
Praising Craft and Song on WVSM, Rainfall.
Rainsville, Alabama. If we go now to the far western region of Kentucky.
Your kind of country. The new WMJL, AM and FM, Marion.
And just an hour south of Lexington, Kentucky.
Long time ago.
Serving Madison, Rockcastle, Jackson, Estill, and Garrett counties, this is WKXO AM and FM, Berea, Kentucky.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal.
We move north into western Ohio now, not far from Dayton.
AM 1500 WBZI Xenia.
This is Today with Derek Prince.
Jerry Starr sent us this next one for the travelogue.
You're in tune with 15 GFT. It's 67 degrees downtown Youngstown.
G15 WGFT.
And all that sets the scene for Detroit, Michigan. And let's start this sequence going back about 20 years ago.
Detroit.
Okay, and then Fred Vobey came on the Motor City scene and worked on that magnificent 12-tower array that they use at 1500 in Detroit.
WDEE, Detroit.
Hey, Fred, I got an idea. If you could find some time later on the DX audio service, this edition somewhere, would you be able to tell people of your experiences at WDEE? It's a hilarious story. You've had me in the aisle several times about the 12-tower array and what happened to it and keeping it in tune and all that stuff. Oh, boy. And meantime, we'll move along to the next change at 1500 in Detroit. This next one was recorded in 1980.
Thank you, Colleen. G95.5 at AM 1500 with a $1,000 winner before 8 o'clock tonight, guaranteed. It's 8:02. This is Dick Burton on WCZY, AM and FM Detroit.
Okay, and finally, here's Detroit today.
On 1500 AM WLQV, where Jesus makes the difference.
You're listening to 1500 AM WLQV Detroit. It's 8 o'clock.
Okay, now, do you remember that WDEE ad a moment ago, the one where Fred Vobey was involved, I guess? He was running the transmitter anyway. Here's another WDEE identification that I recorded 6 years ago.
We're West Michigan's home for classic hits. AM 1500 WDEE, Reed City, Big Rapids, Everett.
Yes, you heard right. Reed City, Michigan. It's along the western part of Michigan, up well north of Detroit. So coming down to southwestern Michigan now.
This is WOLY AM 1500 in Battle Creek.
And here's how that station used to sound.
WDLC in Battle Creek, 1500 on your dial. Stay tuned next for the pre-recorded program entitled Traveling Stars.
All right, this next ID comes from the Bowker Family Collection, I must tell you. See if you know who the announcer is on this one.
The next 24 hours, windy and mild, going up into the mid-70s today. Currently 68 degrees from Wake 15.
W-A-K-E, Bowker Radio. Okay, you're right. That's young son John S. Bowker back many, many years ago, updating the weather for Porter County. Very good, John. We have about 18 hours of cuts of you. That's the only one I decided to use today.
The Christian station, WBRI, Indianapolis.
Okay, if we go now to central Illinois, about an hour east of St. Louis.
WPMB, Vandalia, 87 degrees at 11 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. The Supreme Court may have handed state and local governments a new way to raise taxes.
Why aren't I surprised? Here's another 250-watt day timer on 1500.
WGEN, WGEN-FM, Geneseo, WHHK, Galva.
USA Radio Network News, this is Jeannie Mascaro.
And just north of Chicago is this ethnic voice.
De nuestra comunidad, WKGA, Radio Borinquen, 1500 AM.
WKGA, 1500 AM, Zion, Waukegan.
Hey, that ID goes back about 25 years, and here's a more modern one.
$1,300 semanales. Buena suerte, participe y gane la mexicana.
This is WKGA, 1500 AM, Zion, Waukegan.
Okay, we come next to another pillar of power and prestige on this channel.
High and low, for those of you keeping track of that kind of thing, are 70 and 49 degrees. Right now in the Twin Cities, 51 degrees. We have clear skies. And this is AM 1500 KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis. Talk radio for the Twin Cities.
And, of course, they're running 50,000 watts there, so understandably we have to go a long way now to find another station at 1,500 on the dial. Texas has three stations on this channel, and this first one has such awful audio, I just wonder if they know how to operate their equipment.
AMXO, a Christian radio on 1,500 AM on the radio. AMXO. Radio Cristiana, en el 1500 AM de su radio, la M grande de Merkel, Italy.
KMXO, Merkel, Texas, by the way. Well, now, who among you remembers the station a few years back that was put off the air when a snake crawled into the transmitter?
Post office box 1766.
That's true. No, he got fried, too.
7006 to make your application or phone us for more information.
Just one great American standard after another. Tell a friend about the Hill Country's refreshing new sound here on AM 1500 KBRN.
You know, I got to go back there. I just realized that didn't say Bernie, Texas, did it? Okay, time to go up to the Red River Valley, the northern border of Texas, for this next one.
KJIM, Sherman Dennis.
How great was the debt that I owed?
Well, let's face it, he got the ID in. Okay, this station has a bright sound, I think.
This is KRIG, AM 1500, Pawhuska, and KRIG, 94.3 FM, Nowata, Bartlesville.
That's all up there in Oklahoma. Well, we have another big geographic gap in station assignments by the FCC as we head west. There's nothing in New Mexico or Arizona. And here is a Mark Strickert recording from 1967.
For all students, grades 1 through 12, is available in all subjects of the San Fernando Valley Youth Foundation. Registration is already open. Call 342-3186 for information.
KBLA, Burbank.
Aretha's still around with number 19 on the KBLA Super 30 survey. This is Respect.
Okay, and then more recently.
This is KROQ, Burbank.
Yes, hello.
KOQ FM, Pasadena.
Well, you weren't very good at all at that.
Right? He hasn't learned to read yet.
That was my natural speaking.
Yeah, isn't that awful? Okay, we're going to move now to the West Coast Bay Area.
All hits and fewer commercials. KHTT San Jose. K-Hit 15.
And we weren't very close to the Bay Area by the sound of that one. A little interference in the background. Here's a more recent recording from San Jose.
The Bay Area's international radio station, 24 hours a day. This is KSJX San Jose.
Đây là chương trình chuông vàng phát thanh trên làn sóng AM 1500 từ thung lũng Hoa Vàng.
Well, at least we know what they mean by the international station on that one, I'll say that.
It's Founders Week. Founders Week from Moody, January 31st to February 5th, here on KVSN Tumwater.
And one last station, and perhaps one of the silliest IDs in the entire collection, and at the same time, one of the most elegant station breaks that we have on tape.
84%. This is Mark N. Kumu News.
This is KUMU Honolulu. Kumu. At 1500, broadcasting from the Hilton Hawaiian Village, the largest and most lavish resort in the Pacific.
Well, that does it for this month, fans. I want to thank Mark Strickert and Dale Hamm for their multiple contributions in this travelogue, Tom Sanders, Son John, of course, Fred Volby, they all kicked in one or two IDs, too, and that's great. And we'll be with you again next month, but meantime, let's go up to Nashua, New Hampshire. Here's Bruce Conti.
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. Welcome to the DX Digest.
Hello, Bruce. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. There's a shortwave station that I've been getting on the 19-meter band, or various shortwave bands. I get this station, and all they do is recite numbers in a boring staccato-type way. Like, for instance, you hear 6, 5, 2... You know, 4, 3, 8, you know, and you hear that on and on and on, and ever so often you hear it in Spanish also. What is this station, and what's the purpose of this station? And I want to know if you've heard it, or anyone else, any of the other members have heard this station.
You're hearing what are known as spy numbers stations. While I know little about these stations, my understanding is that these stations are delivering encrypted messages for various government intelligence agencies, with the most commonly heard of these being from the United States and Cuba. They have been classified by DXers according to the code format. Four-figured groups, such as four numbers followed by a pause, then another four numbers, and so on. Five-figure coded groups, and five-letter groups, which use the phonetic alphabet, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and so on. These spy number stations can be heard across the shortwave dial. The five-digit Spanish stations from Cuba are heard on 3727 kilohertz, 4478, 6255, 7726, 8086, and 9238 kilohertz, just to name a few. Others are heard further up the dial, called the counting stations, because they usually sign on with a countdown. Check 10529, 11123, or 19095 kilohertz. Here's an example of a five-letter station I picked up at 5230 kilohertz. Never know when or where one of these stations may pop up, but it's fun to log them and try to sort out the various types of spy numbers stations.
1055-JYY 921 NHQ. Tuned in to New Hampshire.
Hi, I'm Roger. As a volunteer for the Fresh Air Fund, you can invite a city child into your home for 2 weeks of laughing, playing, and learning. To find out how to become a host family, call us at 1-800-287-5852 or 228-9036.
Send us your announcement at least 2 weeks in advance. Email us at jyy105@aol.com or mail to Box 1923, Concord, 03302. Tune in to you. 1055-JYY 921 NHQ.
Summer static got you down, looking for something else to do other than chasing spy numbers stations? The warm weather months, when extended daylight and thunderstorm static hinder AM reception, are prime time for FM and TV DXing. There are two primary modes of propagation for FM and TV DX, E-skip and tropospheric. E-skip can occur at any time, although late afternoon through sunset often provides the best openings. TV channels 2 and 3 are most likely to be affected by E-skip. However, less stable, sporadic E-skip openings can occur at higher VHF frequencies, typically affecting up to channel 6 and the low end of the FM band. Openings can last anywhere from just a few minutes to a number of hours. Openings will often be from a particular direction or region at a distance of 600 to 1500 miles. For example, WAVE Louisville, Kentucky, KYTV Springfield, Missouri, and WLBT Shreveport, Louisiana may appear in a single opening on Channel 3. But there will be other times when an opening will shift around, resulting in reception of WPBT Miami, Florida, and Televisa from Mexico on Channel 2 within a few minutes of each other, for example. Transcontinental and transoceanic reception at distances of more than 2,000 miles are rare, but do occur with E-skip. Tropospheric DX is typically associated with weather fronts or temperature changes. Reception distances are generally within 1,000 miles. Early morning tropo is common on FM and VHF as the sun rises and heats the air, producing regular reception of stations within 500 miles throughout the year. As battle zones between tropical and dry air masses or opposing winds develop in the late spring and summer, tropo reception heats up on UHF, ducting signals well beyond normal coverage areas. Sophisticated equipment is not required to get started with FM and TV DXing. Most televisions will handle DX. Some FM receivers are susceptible to overload and images from strong signals, but the FM reception on most communications receivers will do the job. The Radio Shack Optimus 12604 AM FM TV receiver will get you started with little money, or you could go all the way for one of those continuous coverage kilohertz to gigahertz receivers like the R8500. A directional outdoor antenna will improve your chances, especially for tropo DXing or when trying to null a local station. However, when conditions are right, an indoor antenna or portable receiver's telescopic whip will suffice. Mountaintops and seashore locations will result in different and perhaps unusual reception under any conditions. Discover DXing by John Zondlow includes an excellent introduction to FM and TV DXing for Beginners, available from Universal Radio, the FM Atlas by Bruce Elving, which is available from NRC Publications, is an excellent reference, providing maps and listings for U.S., Canada, and Mexico stations. Visit the Ultimate TV website at www.ultimatetv.com for complete listings of TV stations, including mailing addresses and web page links. Here are some TV DX logs from a couple of good openings here in New Hampshire, just to give you an idea of what can be found on TV when conditions are right. First, the results of a June 8th E-skip opening on Channel 3, which is an open channel with no locals. Again, these are all on Channel 3. KTBS was the first to appear from Shreveport, Louisiana at 11:10 p.m. Eastern Time with local news and a report on jobs and employment in the region. Then KYTV popped up from Springfield, Missouri at 11:12 p.m. Eastern with KY3 local news and an ad for your John Deere dealer in Ozark Land. Then it was WLBT Jackson, Mississippi at 11:25 p.m. with the sports report on the local news. The sports reporter mentioned here on WLBT. And now some tropospheric DX from June 10th, with good conditions extending across the UHF band for signals from the south-southwest. First on Channel 3, WFSB, Hartford, Connecticut, at 11:10 p.m. with Eyewitness News Nightbeat Local News. Then on Channel 8, WTNH, New Haven, Connecticut, at 11:20 p.m. with News Channel 8 Local News. On Channel 53, I caught the sign-off of WEDN, New Haven, Connecticut, at midnight with a full data sign-off for all the Connecticut public television stations. On Channel 55, I caught WLNY, Melville, New York, at 11:45 p.m. with classic Star Trek and an NY55 ID. On Channel 59, I caught WBNE, New Haven, Connecticut, 11:55 p.m. with the end of All in the Family and an ID. And on Channel 69, I caught WPXQ, Providence, Rhode Island, at 11:10 p.m., carrying the Warship Network parallel local PaxNet Channel 60 WPXB Merrimack. So why not give FM TV DXing a try? Good DX can happen just about any time. First, check any open lower VHF channels for activity. If channels 6 or 7 are active, turn on your FM radio to check for possible DX openings there, too. Good luck, and let us know what you're finding. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s, and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce. John wanted me to tell you a few stories about the 1500 in Detroit, seeing that I work there, and two stories come to mind. First of all, they got 50,000 watts to begin with, and then also how they lost a few towers. How they got 50,000 watts? Well, this goes back many, many years to when George B. Storr owned Storr Broadcasting, and one of his stations was WJBK at 1500 in Detroit. Back in those days, there were no rating services available to help you affix some of your rates. The status of being the top dog in the market usually was whether or not you were 50,000 watts. At the time, George Storr's station on 1500 had only 10,000 watts a day, 1,000 watts night, using 9 towers. George surmised that to be competitive and jack up his rates at that time, he needed to be competitive with WJR, CKLW, WCIR, and some of the other 50,000-watt stations in the area. So he told his engineering staff that he wanted 50,000 watts. After several years, they came up with a very complicated pattern to protect both Minneapolis-St. Paul and Washington, D.C. on 1500. And that pattern used 50,000 watts a day and 5,000 watts night, which required them to add another 3 towers to the array. The night pattern was such that it looked like a propeller on an airplane. Literally, the signal just went north and south. There was hardly any signal going to the east and west toward Minneapolis and Washington. In fact, there was kind of a joke amongst us engineers. There was a station, or I should say, there was a town about 10 miles to the west called Farmington, and we used to say, at nighttime you can hear us in Finland, but you can't hear us in Farmington, which was true. As you drove in on I-94, you could see the towers flashing in the distance, but you could be listening to WTOP in Washington. So George B. Storr got his 50,000 watts on the radio station, and ultimately that was what kind of killed the station as far as a music and progressive station in the market, because all the population from the Detroit area started to move to the west, and it was actually out of the pattern of the station. So as soon as they went to night pattern, you lost just about 75% of the audience. Now it is a religious station serving the Detroit market and apparently doing fairly well, I understand. Now, as far as losing a few towers, several years back, they decided that the cost of 50,000 watts could be covered a little bit better by releasing some of the land. And again, they went back to their engineering staff and they tried to figure out how they could do it with just 9 towers. So they sold off the land on 3 towers on the east end of the field, keeping in mind that these are 3 rows of 4 towers. And that is now a Kmart. But they still have their 50,000 watts and 5,000 watts night, so they're very happy, apparently. So that's the story of WJBK, WLQV, WCZY, whatever they happen to be today on 1500, a very interesting station. And one of the impressive facts was that they had a RCA Ampliphase transmitter, which was really a real neat transmitter to work on. There's there's sort of a celebration going on over at DX News Magazine, as this issue of DX News marks the 300th issue and the 10th year of publishing DX News Magazine for Paul Swearingen. Of course, this mark pales in comparison when you consider that the AM switch on this edition of DX News is Jerry Starr's 433rd, and who knows how many other columns of various types Bill Hale has punched out over the years. Recently, Paul thanked an individual for promoting the National Radio Club on a internet news group and received the following reply, which Paul reprinted in DX News Magazine anonymously, as he did not ask permission to reprint it. The reader wrote, "I know how thankless the job is, and I also know a great radio club when I see it. As a reader of DX News for many years, I can't begin to tell you how much your publication has taught me over the years. Besides, my collection of DX News bulletins, yes, I do keep them, and National Radio Club logbooks, I prize my collection of reprint articles, and I still refer to and learn from them all the time. Now, sir, I thank you and every member of the National Radio Club editorial staff and support for all that they do." I should also make mention that Paul got his start on DX News Magazine by typing up the pages of IDXA after the sudden death of Norm McGuire, who had taken care of it for many years. And in December of 1982, he took over Musings to the Members from Ernie Cooper after Ernie had typed it up for 36 and a half years. And the first DX News Magazine for Paul was the July 1988 edition. So hats off to Paul Swearingen, just another one of those stellar folk in the National Radio Club who really put forth a lot of effort. And as Ken and I always say, your raise will be double next time it comes around. meaning we'll get the same as what we got the last time, which is absolutely no money, but a lot of satisfaction in knowing we've gotten a lot of information off to folks. And, you know, that's one thing I'd like to just make mention. If you have some spare time, sometime drop a card or a letter to some of these folks. John Bowker, Paul Swearingen, Jerry Starr, Phil Wayne, Ken Honestchuck, Bruce Conti, Ken Chatterton, maybe make it a blanket letter thanking all the editors, and send it to Ken, and just let him know how much you appreciate the magazine and the information. And it goes without saying, if you have some suggestions, comments, please, that's part of the price that you pay for paying a low price on your After Dark editions, is that we'd like to have comments back as to how well we did, topics you would like to hear. Perhaps you have an idea for a story or something that you would like to cover. Please drop those on a card or a letter and send them to us, because they do mean a lot to us. It's time now for the DX Change. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, either give us a call on the action line or send it to us on a card or a letter. Now, the DX Change. Ye Olde Editor has a box of index cards with tractor feed on the side, perforations to take off the tractor feed, which gives you a 3x5 card. They are designed to go through a dot matrix printer, but will work very nice in a Braille writer. There's approximately 1,000 cards left in the box. If you are interested, contact me for further information. And the price is $5, which should just about cover the shipping for this heavy box of cards. Contact me at Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031, or at 419-228-4199. John Clark at 15 Box Road in Greenfield, New York, 12833, area code 518-893-2313, is trying to locate a Sony SRF M40W Walkman. And Randy Davis at 812-945-0070 or 1905 Blackiston Mill Road in Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47130, is offering a GE Super Radio 3 for $45 plus shipping. That's our DX Change on this edition. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, drop it on a card to us here at the DX Audio Service, or put it on the Musings to the Members. While we're doing news, here's some news for you about the National Radio Club Annual Convention, September 4th through the 7th, at the Best Western Oak Hills in San Antonio, Texas. Dale Hamm has announced that anyone sending in a convention registration that he receives by Saturday, August the 15th, will be only charged $35. That's a savings of $5. Do two things today. Reserve your space at the hotel so that you get the special convention rate, and then mail in your name, the name of any guest you're bringing, and the convention payment to Dale Ham. The hotel is the Best Western Oak Hills, 7401 Wurzbach Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78229. You can call them at 1-800-468-3507. Call them at until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Rates are $52 singles, $47 each for a double room, which is two beds, and breakfast is included. Convention registration, again, is $40 if you show up on the day of the convention, or $35 until August the 15th. So get it in early, and this includes a Saturday banquet and all the soda, beer, and chips you can wolf down during the weekend. Registration should include your name and any guest, and payment sent to Dale Ham, 11313 January Drive, Austin, Texas, 78753-2915. Auction items should also be sent to that same address. And speaking of auction items, be sure to send good stuff that we can auction, because the money that we raise on the auction helps to offset any dues and publication costs. So it really helps out the club to get good stuff that we can sell at the auction. Speaking of which, those of you who will be attending, you might get to bid on this item. Little box that if you pick up the hammer and hit these little metal things, you hear... just one of the things that might show up at the auction.
Please flip the tape to side 2.